You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the wake of the floods, Aucklanders are now preparing for more severe weather in the middle of this week. I spoke to Philip Duncan from Weatherwatch regarding the spell of extreme weather events. I began by asking him, what were the reasons behind this weekend's wild weather?
So there are quite a few moving parts to the system, but the simple answer is it was, you know, we've heard this term atmospheric river. It really is like a valley in the sky where all the sort of moisture in the atmosphere sort of slides down into this valley, just like a river, and then it flows to an end point. And on Friday, that end point was around Auckland and the upper North Island. But why was it so bad? Well, there was a big high pressure system. It's still there out to our east. And that high is like a brick wall. So that river comes down and then hit the wall. And so the water just sort of builds up, backs up behind it. And that's kind of what we saw on Friday. Then it finally did move again. The rain band moved down to Bay of Plenty, but the high strengthened and pushed back. And that's the reason why we've seen that rain reverse back up to Northland over Sunday and Monday. And now again today, finally, it's coming back down yet again. Hopefully this time not as bad as what we had on Friday, but absolutely the risk for it being problematic is definitely there because the ground is so wet now.
The short-term forecast, that's not looking good, is it?
Not overly, no. We've got, the low, there's a little low to the northwest of New Zealand, just west of Cape Breanga. That is deepening a little bit at the moment. Then you've got this big high to the east, and that's very powerful. So the two are sort of interacting, and it's what we call a squash zone. We've had a few of these in Auckland for the last wee while in the upper North Island since about November. They sort of come through and you get 3 or 4 days of those windy nor'easters and a burst of heavy rain, and then it clears away. So we're getting that again today, so that's why the winds are picking up, and gale force winds are likely at the end of the day, and that's also when we think the heaviest rain will be coming in, although there are lines of heavy rain that'll be sort of stuck in one area at a time. And that's what we saw in Auckland last week. The rain bands just stuck in one area. Now, every single severe weather event is as unique as a fingerprint. So even though it's sort of, fingers all kind of look the same when you glance at them, there's a uniqueness to them. And so this system does have some differences to the one on Friday. For example, the winds in Auckland, they're east-northeast and not northeast. And that tiny little difference actually has a big consequence. So it's going to be a bit of a interesting 24 hours. We do imagine there'll be more slips and flooding. It could be in brand new areas that didn't have it last time, and it might also be in some areas that did have it last time, but it's a unique new system. It is not exactly the same as what we just had on Friday.
The advice at the moment is to batten down the hatches.
Yeah, stay home. You know, we've even been saying in interviews to management of companies out there, let your staff work from home. You know, we did a lot of that during COVID. Obviously, not everyone can do that. There are some places that's impossible, but where it can be done, do it. Let people have time off if they want it. You know, that sort of thing. Just be flexible, because really we want people to be at home looking after, family, whānau, friends, making sure that everything's okay, hoping that it all just moves through and it's just a bit of a wet, windy night. But there could be some areas where, we need to be focused on humans and what they're doing rather than, necessarily the usual sort of business day and school days and things like that. So, yeah, it's a strange sort of day or two. I've never experienced anything like this, certainly not in Auckland anyway.
How much warning did we have beforehand, before the events of Friday?
So there was actually quite a lot of warning out before this event, but the event was much worse than the warnings were about. So it's sort of one of those things where if you look at life, if you look around the world at most unprecedented events and most record-breaking events, almost none of them are forecast. I mean, there might be times where you'll hear American forecasters say this could break records because they've got an amazing public data, record, and so they can really, really get into the depths of it all. Here in New Zealand and most other countries, usually these breaking events are afterwards. But this event was warned. We're to watch. We had news updates for a week before saying severe weather was coming in, that the long weekend was going to be broken up. We were trying to sort of balance that with not wanting to upset campground owners and small businesses and restaurants all along, our popular holiday spots. But as last week went on, we could see this was getting more serious. And then that service, the government forecaster, they put out the official tax-funded warnings, which were out in advance. They had an orange rain warning, which was very good for Auckland. That's above the normal sort of one. And then they issued a severe thunderstorm warning. As that heavy rain was starting to really move into the city, they actually issued a thunderstorm warning, even though there were no thunderstorms. But the structure of the downpour was very much the same. And most of us have experienced a downpour and a thunderstorm. So this was the same, but without the thunder. So yes, there were warnings, there was plenty of advice, but it was much, much worse than anyone forecast, through the roof, off the charts. And so it's one of those things where I can understand why some people are very angry with forecasters, but to me, there were warnings out, there were plenty of advice saying stay home for a night. I think the frustration really lies within the more official services, within the council.
Some people are saying that the Met Service response was delayed. However, there was clearly warnings out already.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't make the weather. Like, forecasters don't make weather, and the weather doesn't move along like a solid brick wall of, you know, it's all just going to be perfectly like that in Northland, and it'll look the same in Auckland. It's fluid. It's the atmosphere. Our hills and ranges make a difference. The temperature of the sea makes a huge difference, and we've got marine heat waves all around the country at the moment. So it was a very complicated setup. Now, I do understand that frustration, but I'm quite defensive of Met Service because, as I said to people, can you just imagine what it would have been like had they not put any warnings out? No rain warning, no thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm warning, which is specifically about flash flooding. All of that was actually ahead of it. So the difference was the amount that we said would fall, it was greater than that. And so that's a fair criticism, but it's also, it shows that forecasters aren't perfect. And the real problem I found on Friday was just the lack of communication from the emergency services in Auckland, and by that I mean Auckland Council, Civil Defence, and even the government, Civil Defence, and Waka Kotahi with the you know, them all leaving social media at the evening and not doing updates, stuff like that. That's the sort of area where communication was the biggest issue, I think, rather than the warnings not perfectly saying it would be this amount.
Forecasters did their best, and it was more a lack of communication in the public arena.
Yeah,
sounds
like
things.
You know, we were live updating. We did live updates from about 1 or 2 in the afternoon to about 4 the next morning, absolutely non-stop on Twitter, putting them up on our website. And that was because, and we were taking a lot of Met Service stuff as well during that time. And where it was falling short was it wasn't going out on those big civil defence alerts that we all get on our phones. That took 2 days later. That was the stuff that was missing. And so while we were desperately trying to get stuff out, you know, there's only a small percentage of New Zealand who's sitting on Twitter at any given time. And in our website, you know, WeatherWatch, we're the largest private forecaster, but we're very small compared to, you know, the big websites out there. So it was frustrating to see Civil Defence in Auckland and nationally really just sort of let us down on that moment, especially when they've invested money in this technology that was there and has been well used in the past successfully.
Can we expect to see more unprecedented weather events like this one?
We can, and I'm a big fan of looking backwards to look forwards. I think it's really important to do when we're discussing anything to do with records being broken, seasonal weather patterns coming up, La Nina, El Nino, and climate change. All of those things are really good to look at backwards as well as forwards, because it helps you kind of work out the trajectory or the pattern. And what we're seeing with these sorts of events, these unprecedented ones, these atmospheric rivers, there's a pattern forming. We had, in the last few years, Napier had historic floods. Nelson's had two of them. Westport's had one. Ashburton's had one. Now Auckland's had one. So you put all those together, every one of those events was basically under forecast. The Nelson one, the last floods, the big floods last winter, we did see computer models that said up to a metre of rain could fall, and it was really hard as forecasters to believe that was right, because that's just a off-the-chart amount of rain. So I think what you're going to find nowadays is weather forecasters are going to start to trust some of these more extreme computer models that are saying these events are possible. So I hope that actually does help, because we don't want to be the boy that cries wolf. You know, that's a problem. We don't want to be saying, hey, this computer model says you're going to flood, and you just trust the computers all the time. You still need a gut instinct in there. You still need past experience and people. And I do think there's a lot of learning going on with these atmospheric rivers, which are fairly new in the type and regularity that we're getting with them.
That was Philip Duncan from WeatherWatch speaking to me about the weather events that have taken place over this weekend.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.